This is Dakota Datebook for September 21st. The ski industry in North Dakota has experienced many ups and downs. Currently, there are three ski areas in the state, Huff Hills near Mandan, Botnose Winter Park, and Frostfire near Walhalla. In the 1970s, there were four other ski areas, Rolla View in Rolla, Skyline in Devil's Lake, Grand Forks Villa Vista, and Minot's Trestle Valley. Today's datebook tells the Trestle Valley story. Two men from Minot believed the nearby hills would be suitable for skiing. Dudley Zimmerman, a local businessman, and Gary Leslie, Minot State University's gymnastics coach, were the driving forces. In 1974, they formed a corporation to build the new ski resort. From an airplane, Dudley Zimmerman scouted the hills near Donnybrook and Sawyer, and then the Trestle Valley Hills near the railway bridge at Gassman Coulee, west of Minot. Trestle Valley's hills had 200 feet of elevation. Leasing land from Jim Shaw, the corporation built a lodge with a big fireplace. They bought skis for the rental shop, snowmaking machines and ski lifts, a T-bar, a Poma lift, and rope tows. Trestle Valley Ski Area featured a bunny hill for beginners and 11 ski runs with cool names like Sunnyside, Cat's Meow, Red Baron, and Hot Dog. Thus began a decade of winter fun. However, it was a costly venture. Aside from the initial construction, there were electrical bills and payroll. Weather, however, was the biggest problem. In 1978, a warm front melted all the snow within a week, draining the investors' financial resources. As Gary Leslie said, it was like watching thousands of dollars melt and run down the hill. The business floundered due to unseasonably warm winters. And on this date in 1986, newspaperman Gary Gilmore wrote about the high cost of operating North Dakota ski resorts and lamenting that Trestle Valley had closed in 1983. Trestle Valley, 5 miles west of Minot, was an expensive disappointment. But for the people who learned skiing as a lifetime sport, the joys of shushing down the slopes, carving out turns, and making cold weather memories, it was absolutely worth it. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck and Karen Johnson. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.